up is the Baldwin County Backpack Food Program.
Yes, we do an annual fundraiser every year. United Way of Baldwin County partners with the Eastern Shore Chamber Young Professionals to do a fundraiser, back to school kind of fundraiser. And we collect funds at that event that go to the backpack program for children. And what that program does is it identifies children in the community that are food insecure and they don't eat on the weekends, or maybe they don't have full meals on the weekends. Parents are working long hours, or for whatever reason, they just don't have access to food on the weekends. So on Friday afternoons, a school counselor discreetly puts a bag of food of ready to make meals, easy meals that a kid can prepare to take with them home for the weekend so that they have food when they're away from school on the weekend.
Okay.
So this fundraiser partners with the Chamber, and the Young Professionals actually put it on for United Way of Baldwin County, and we do a fun night of bingo.
It's my favorite event every year. We usually have a really good turnout, probably 200 people plus. We didn't get to do it last year, of course, because of COVID, so we're really excited to get to do it this year. It'll be August 19th at the Fairhope Brewery, and to get in, it's a $10 ticket, which gets you a bingo card, and then if you'd like to buy additional bingo cards, they're $10 each. We also have really good raffle prizes that you can buy tickets for $5. So
okay, so you've got the raffle, you've got bingo, and you've got beer. It's hard
That's
to beat
right.
that. Yeah.
And the Fairhope Brewery is a great supporter of this event. They actually donate $1 from every beer sold to the United Way for the program. So
okay.
We really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, that's a nice thing for them to do, and that just adds that much more on top
Absolutely.
Of all the other funds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much you've raised in the past for this kind of event? Or I know you don't have numbers in front of you.
In 2019, I want to say it was a little over $8,000 that we were able to raise.
Wow.
Of course,
okay.
We had to cancel last year because of COVID, but so it's a pretty good fundraiser.
Yeah. How has COVID affected your fundraising and the things that you do for the community? How has that impacted?
From the United Way perspective, it has affected us greatly. We canceled all but one fundraiser last year. We were able to have our clay shoot just because it being an outdoor event where mm-hmm. everybody could space and social distance. And so the interesting thing about nonprofits is in the past year and a half now, we've had to cancel the majority of our fundraisers, but the demand for services has been higher than ever. So it's been a challenge to get out and fundraise digitally, virtually, and try to get people to understand that it's really important to still get back to the community, especially during this challenging time.
Yeah, with so many people not being able to work due to COVID, you know, had that many more needs, and yet at the same time donations are down because people aren't making as much money and they can't donate.
Yep,
it's
right.
really a catch.
And then add a hurricane on top of it.
And a hurricane on top of that too.
Yeah.
So how did y'all help folks with hurricane stuff? How did y'all go through that?
So we actually established a Hurricane Sally Relief Fund, and we had companies and corporations from across the country that were very generous to support us during that time. And so we opened a Hurricane Sally Relief Fund for individuals in the community. It is still open. However, the funds are dwindling fast at this
okay.
point. But what we did was assist people that found themselves in a financial gap after the services have stepped in, like their insurance, FEMA, SBA, all of the other resources in the community after they stepped in, if there was still a financial gap for someone to get the roof on their home
sure.
or the drywall repaired or whatever, we stepped in and are able to assist individuals that way.
Well, sure. And as so many people found out the hard way, myself included, I had $10,000 worth yeah. of damage to my home
right.
and a $12,000 deductible.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of folks in that position.
That was the number one call we got after the 2 weeks after the hurricane, was the challenge between the amount of damage and the deductible on the home.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about the backpack program. A lot of folks think that you know, first off, that there's not a hunger problem in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you normally think of, you know, kids on the street starving, you know, please, sir, can I have some more? That kind of thing. But this is really, the problem's much broader and deeper than that. You've got folks that maybe they're making it, but they're just making it, and they don't quite make too much money to get assistance, but they don't make enough to live on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes, there is a misconception in Baldwin County that we don't have a hunger problem. We most definitely have a hunger problem in Baldwin County. And you are right. It's families, and COVID has even made this worse, of course, because mm-hmm. of the financial challenges. But there are families that are just making ends meet. Parents are working service jobs all weekend long, so kids are left at home to kind of fend for themselves. And there's just not a lot of food to go around. They rely on those meals at school during the day. And so this program, I actually am, several years ago, I was also a big sister in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Okay.
And my little sister, actually, I got her on the backpack program. One Monday, I came to see her at lunch, and she was just eating a lot of food at lunch at school. And I asked her, I said, well, what did you eat this weekend? And she said, well, I had a popsicle. And she said, and I had a couple of those little soups where you put the cube in the water and it turns into a soup that's supposed to keep you full for a long time. She was talking about bouillon cubes.
Yeah.
And that triggered me to go immediately to the school counselor to say, hey, we need to get her on the backpack program, which she then got on the backpack program. And so that's a real life story that happened right here in Baldwin County.
Right here in Baldwin County.
And so this program is very important to our community, and it's very important to make these kids feel secure on the weekends. And also, it's something that they can make themselves, because we do recognize that sometimes the parents are gone working long hours, and they're relying on whatever it is they can make. So it's pop top lids of ravioli and macaroni and cheese, things like that.
Yeah, just stuff that you can throw in the microwave.
Yep.
The kids can make that.
Right.
You know, because that's the situation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not an ideal situation by any stretch of the imagination, but you have to work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to y'all on that. And now let's get back to how folks can help with that problem, because I can't go to each kid's house and make them dinner. But you've got a way coming up to help fund this. And go ahead and tell us about that again.
Yes. So August 19th at the Fairhope Brewery, starting at 5:30, we will be there for 3 hours probably. $10 to get in, get you one bingo card. You can pay an additional $10 donation to get extra bingo cards. And then we have raffle tickets on sale for $5 a piece, or $20. So if you're interested in coming, it's a really, really fun event, and we hope to see everybody there.
Okay, August 19th. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a Thursday, and you know, drink beer, play bingo, have the raffles, have fun, get out and socialize. You said you had 200 people at one mm-hmm. the last time you did it?
It is, for the young professionals, it's our biggest event of the year every year. We put a lot of work into planning it, mm-hmm. so we always hope for a good turnout. But it really, all of the money goes towards such a good cause, as we just talked about. So,
okay. How did you get into young professionals?
I moved here from Louisiana a couple years ago and didn't know anybody in town at all.
Okay.
So I got really involved with the chamber, and that just kind of morphed into me being involved with young professionals, and kind of grew from there. So it's a really fun organization to be a part of, and it's nice to be able to make a difference in the community doing something that is fun for me as well.
Okay. How can folks join?
Young professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to join young professionals, I'd say the first thing to do is just start coming to the events. We typically have one event every month. They rotate locations, but you can always find information on the events on Facebook. And then if you're a chamber member, the Monday morning blast, they always have details for the events on there as well.
Okay. What are some of the other events you've had so far this year?
Let's see. We did a young professional summit a couple months ago at the Grand. It was our first one. So we had really awesome speakers all day coming to talk about things like conflict management. We had a really good panel of successful young entrepreneurs in town who kind of told us, I guess, the secret sauce of how they got where they were.
Okay.
So that was really nice. We do a social at McSherry's every year. We have a cornhole tournament, which benefits the chamber, and trivia, which benefits the Spanish Fort summer reading program. So we try to do a good mix of social events as well as fundraisers.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And what's coming up with United Ways?
Well, in addition to this event, we have our annual kickoff luncheon. We had to cancel last year, but we're excited to have it again this year, September 2nd. That is a Thursday at Daphne Civic Center. Andy Andrews will be our speaker, and we are looking forward to that. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're excited to bring it back considering we had to cancel it last year.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell me about this breakfast. What are some of the things that...
It's a luncheon, and and it's our kickoff to our annual fall fundraising campaign. So the United Way, we try to do the majority of our fundraising during the fall with all the companies that we partner with, and this is just the kickoff to that fundraising campaign that we'll do all fall with our partner companies throughout the county.
Okay, and if folks want to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
They can visit our website, unitedway-bc.org, and there you can find information on all of our programs. You can find information on our luncheon, as well as volunteer opportunities that we have going on, and or they can call our office at 943-2110.
943-2110. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, I am joined by Caitlin LeBlanc and Marina Simpson. Ladies, it's so wonderful to have you in here this morning. Don't forget, coming up on August 19th, that's a Thursday at 5:30, from 5:30 to 8 at the Fairhope Brewing Company on Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. They're going to have bingo and brew for the Baldwin County Backpack Food Program. That's a lot of B's.
It's a mouthful.
It's too early in the morning for me to be saying all those B's. So come out. It's a great way to support the community. It helps kids, you know, that might otherwise go hungry. So
absolutely.
Kudos to y'all. Anything else, ladies?
No. Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. You're welcome anytime. Please come back again
soon.
Okay. Thank you. 1480 WABF.
Thanks for listening to 1480 WABF.